Local news. Queenslanders will soon be able to get a range of medicines without having to consult a doctor under an Australian first statewide trial. The pilot program, which allows pharmacists to prescribe medication for common health conditions, was initially planned to run only in the state's north. However, Shannon Fentiman, the state's health minister, announced this trial would be expanding to all of Queensland. In addition to a wide range of vaccines, some of the medications that pharmacists can prescribe include the contraceptive pill, asthma medication, as well as some medicines that aid in heart disease risk reduction. Ms. Fentiman states that this expansion is in an effort to ensure all Queenslanders benefit from innovative models of healthcare.
In more local news, health statistics unveiled a long waiting time at the emergency department, causing criticism on the Palaszczuk government. Queensland health data has revealed the longest time for patients to spend at waiting rooms at hospitals across the state has exceeded 12 hours between May and July. LNP member Ross Bates said the figures shows just how choked emergency department waiting rooms are and criticized the Palaszczuk Labor government has failed to adequately plan, resource and run the hospital system.
In national news, a repatriation trial for 12 Australian women and 21 children begins today as they continue to be detained in Syrian refugee camps. Earlier this year, Save the Children launched a legal fight against the Commonwealth, arguing that the group was unlawfully detained and that the government has the power and obligation to repatriate them to Australia. Those detained are the Australian wives, widows and children of slain or jailed Islamic State fighters. The women and children have not been charged with crimes, nor do they face arrest warrants, and yet they are still being physically held by the Autonomous Administration of North and East Syria and its military wing. The Australian government argues it was not responsible for the Australians going to Syria or becoming detained, and that they have no authority over the detention camps governed by the AANES. Save the Children has criticised this and argues that the government has abandoned innocent children.
In more national news, new research unveiled eastern grey kangaroos have similar social lives to humans. University of New South Wales PhD candidate Nora Campbell found eastern grey kangaroos had maintained friendships with the same individuals over consecutive years, with female kangaroos shorting out companionship with each other. The research also found mother kangaroos are more social than non-parent kangaroos. Ms. Campbell said, the discovery was exciting as there hasn't been any evidence for long-term friendships in kangaroos before.
In international news, a World War II aerial bomb has been found at a construction site in Singapore. Discovered last Wednesday during an excavation works in Bukit Timah region, the bomb weighed at a whopping 100 kilograms. Deemed too unsafe to move by the country's explosive ordnance disposal team, the wall relic is expected to be detonated on site later today. Police will pull up a 200-metre cordon around the bomb, meaning that over 4,000 residents living in the area will be evacuated, in addition to several road closures.
For your weather today, it is currently 22 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 28 degrees. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 8, which is in the very high band.
That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Now, that lead story, my first impressions are that that's really fantastic.
Especially for
women and the contraceptive pill, not having to go to the doctor, the cost, the time.
Yes.
I'm getting nods in the head, you know, here. Yes. So fantastic, you know. And I'm sure I'll be getting nods at home from the women that are at my house. So that sounds really, really good. And is there some other medications that probably should be accessible to workers? You know, like I'm thinking of things like for the cold and flu and
yeah,
things
I
like
think
that.
Those are also actually a part of it. There's a whole list. You can check it out.
Okay, cool.
There's a whole list of them. It's all about common medical conditions. So hopefully cold. I'm pretty sure cold and flus and all that as well.
That's fantastic. That's really, really good news. I'm glad you brought it up on the news light for workers' power, because Yeah, workers will from the sounds of it, workers will benefit from that. So thank you. And we will see you again at 11 a.m.
See ya.
See ya then. Okay, and we'll go to a track and be back here with Workers Power on 4ZZZ. What's with this?